FM Rewind, Vow 88.1.
We will be joined by Professor Mokoena to unpack the topic regarding energy drinks and, you know, basically drinks containing caffeine, such as your coffee or energy drinks or any other drink that you can think of. Hey, now, here's something that is concerning. The demographic of energy consumers or energy drink consumers is said to be young people with an escalation of more than 70% in this caffeine containing drinks. How essential are drinks containing caffeine, such as your coffee or energy drinks, especially during exam season? Are they healthy or do they do more harm than good? Professor Mokoena, National Research Foundation Research Chair, specializing in substance abuse and population mental health. She is also the head of the Department of Public Health at Sefako Makgato Health Sciences University, is joining us on the line. Good evening, Professor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Good evening to you and to your listeners.
You know, I've always been curious, Professor Hore, what is it that is in these energy drinks that makes, you know, us, especially after consuming energy drinks, so powerful? What do they contain?
Okay, before I talk about energy drink, let me just make a minor correction. I'm no longer head of department. I used to be, but now I'm a full-time professor and a research chair. So research chair means that I must spend 90% of my time on research, so I'm no longer HOD in public health.
All right. Thank you so much for that rectification, Professor.
Yes. Thank you. Before I answer your question about what is contained in energy drinks, let me just highlight something. If we look at substances of abuse, they have various categories, but I'm just going to talk about three categories for now. And this is a background to what energy drinks are and what they do. The first category is stimulants. Now, stimulants, the substances that fall under stimulants are those substances that speed up the central nervous system, they speed up the brain, they increase the user's level of alertness, they increase your heart rate, they increase your blood pressure, they increase your breathing. So we call them stimulants because they stimulate the central nervous system and the brain. Opposite to that, we have what we call sedatives. Now, sedatives work opposite. They slow down the central nervous system. They slow down your level of alertness. They decrease your heart rate, your blood pressure, etc. And then we have what we call hallucinogens, and these disrupt the communication within the brain. And then they cause detachment so that a person who is hallucinating will see things that don't exist. But today, because we are talking about energy drinks, we are focusing on stimulants because energy drinks are stimulants. They stimulate the activity of the brain. You will also realize that when I say they stimulate, they speed up the activities, not only of the brain, not only alertness, as we would want to use energy drinks for, but they also increase your heart rate, they increase your blood pressure, they increase your breathing, etc. So once you consume energy drinks, you don't have control over what they are going to do to your body. Now, your question question, we are coming now to your question. What is contained in energy drinks? What is contained in energy drinks are chemicals that stimulate the activities of the brain. Chief amongst them is caffeine, and then a non-essential amino acid that is called taurine, and then and other things, ginseng, etc., and also lots and lots of sugar. So energy drinks in itself, when we are talking energy drinks, we are talking lots of caffeine, lots of sugar, and lots of taurine, which is a non-essential amino acid. When we say it's a non-essential amino acid, we mean it's an amino acid that is synthesized by the body. So when it is synthesized by the body, it means that there is no need for us to get it from diet or from drink or for from any other thing. So that's what is contained in energy drinks. Thank you.
Now, let's talk about caffeine that you've just mentioned, because, you know, I have colleagues who drink 3 or 4 cans of energy drinks a day. Some prefer drinking coffee, you know, to stay alert and to stay awake at all times. And I always ask them whether it leads to any positive or negative consequences. Most of them say, well, it keeps me awake, it keeps me energized. And I want us to talk about caffeine. What exactly does it do in our body? Immediately when I drink any form of energy drink that contains caffeine, immediately when I drink 1 or 2 cups of coffee that contains caffeine, what happens in my body?
Okay. And caffeine is a stimulant, as I said, and you are correct to say it's contained in several drinks, including energy drinks, of course, cola, tea, and coffee. What you probably know is that once a person drinks caffeine, he gets an energy jolt at the time. Then immediately, remember what I said about stimulants. They increase your level of alertness. So a person then will be more alert once you have taken any caffeine-containing drink. So you'll also realize that people who use caffeine, they rarely drink 1 cup of coffee or 1 drink, 1 can of energy drink. They need more. The more you use it, the more you want to use more. Either more you increase the frequency, or you increase the strength, or you increase the volume of that. So caffeine is addictive. That's the other thing. Once you start, you feel jittery when you haven't taken it. When you haven't taken, you know, people who take coffee on a regular basis, they cannot start the day without that cup of coffee. So is the case with energy drink. They have to have it. So there's an element of addiction in that. So, and the more you drink it, the more addictive you become. So the more you drink it, the more you need to increase the frequency or the amount or the strength. And so a certain level at some stage doesn't give you the feeling that you want. So you have to increase.
No.
I've always said to people, when something is addictive, you must know that there's something wrong with it. You know, we don't get people getting addicted to potatoes or to apples, but caffeine, you do get addicted to it. And of course, maybe later on, we will talk about what does it do to the body.
Now, Prof, I want us to now get into the long-term consequences of drinking or relying on these caffeine-containing drinks. What are they?
There are several health negative health effects of caffeine, and these include mental consequences, but also physical consequences. Remember, I said that when you drink caffeine, energy drink, coffee, whatever, it increases your cardiovascular activity. It increases your heart rate. So think about taking something which increases your heart rate every day. So it puts a strain on the heart. And then there are tons and tons of papers that show that over time, there are cardiorespiratory problems that are associated with the use of caffeine or energy drinks. So it strains the heart. That is one thing. And also, mentally, it increases anxiety. It increases depression. It increases aggression. And it decreases memory and sleep. So it results in poor sleep patterns. So that's what it does to the body. And remember, I'm saying long-term, but the long-term doesn't occur on day 20 or on month 24. It slowly builds up all these effects. So it is never good for the body.
Now, Prof, students, especially during this exam season period, rely on energy drinks to stay awake. Some rely on, you know, 3 or 4 cups of coffee to stay awake in order to be able to cross night. To wrap up this interview, since time is not on our side, you work with students on a daily basis. What would you like to say to them regarding the reliant and dependent on energy drinks during this period? What's your take?
My take is, you know, when if you are a student or if you are a gardener, or you must eat food that will support your activities and not rely on energy jolts, because as I said, once you start with caffeine-containing drinks or foods, then you are setting yourself up to addiction. And you are also setting yourself up for negative effects, short and long-term negative effects on your body. So when you must eat food that will support your studying, your requirements, and where if you are tired, your body is telling you that I am tired, take a break and then go back to your studies. You know, when addiction sets in, it doesn't announce. So you may say, okay, I'll only take it during exams. And then, but later on, you find that you are already addicted to caffeine-containing foods. So that is my advice. Eat your food, take regular breaks, and then you'll be much more functional. Remember that caffeine, one of the long-term effects of caffeine is that it results in poor sleep patterns, in insomnia. And then you find that when people, when that sets in, then students or people that use caffeine-containing foods, then they take sedatives to to sleep. And then in the morning, because they want to be functional, then they take caffeine. And then in the end, that is a cycle.
Indeed. Indeed. Well said, Prof. Before we wrap up this interview, we're just going to play a game which is titled Fact or an Opinion. I'm going to play a clip, and immediately after a clip, then you'll let us know whether it is a fact or an opinion. Let's get into it.
Is it scientific fact or is it an opinion? Wellness Booth.
A little birdie told me that energy drinks improve long-term concentration.
Is this a fact or an opinion, Prof? Energy drinks improving long-term concentration?
It's definitely not a fact. It is an opinion. And remember that I'm not talking about my opinions, what I have said. I've studied this. And if you check peer-reviewed research papers, they will tell you otherwise. Thank you.
Amazing, Prof. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1. It is indeed an informative and necessary conversation that we've just had. And I know that it has changed not only one life, many lives, students, many lives, rather, Prof. For those who would like to get in touch with you or perhaps read some of the research articles that you've published, how can they do that?
They can write to me, kibuhile.mukwena@smu.ac.za. Kibuhile is KEBOGILE.Mukwena. Mukwena is MOKWENA. At S for sugar, M for mother, U for umbrella.ac.za.
Once again, Professor Mukwena Relebo Kudukamata, have a splendid evening.
Thank you. Thank you for your invitation and enjoy the rest of the program. Thank you. Bye.
FM Rewind. File 88.1.